Hi, I just wanted to drop in a little note up top about this episode. I am a fucking idiot, and for the second one in a row, I don't know how to hold a mic. This time, though, it's a change of pace. I hold it way too close, and you can just hear me breathing a lot, and I'm really fucking sorry. I thought about not putting this one out, but I think it's really fun. Carmen drops in. Comedy's Carmen LaGala, and I don't know, this is a bad intro, but just know that, like, this is as bad as the audio gets, so if it's really too bad for you, just promise me you'll come back next week. You don't have to promise, but just, I'm sorry. Okay, goodbye.
Hello. How are you?
Oh,
hey, dear friend.
Impeccable timing. Hey,
impeccable. Oh, crap. I turned down the volume on it. I forget that on the setting that I have for the iPad, when I play the theme song, it just loops.
You already pulled it down.
I already turned down the track, my man.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Close our studio door, aka my bedroom. What? Chemistry. I've missed it. Tell everybody what you've been going through.
Oh God.
It's so terrible.
I've been sick. I've been so sick. I don't know what it was.
I think it's the flu, man. It's going around.
I think so. My mom thought it was the flu, and then she told me, she's like, you need to be careful. There was just a 21-year-old kid that died.
From the flu?
I think from the flu. She's like, it's all over the news. I think he was, like, in the gym working out, and he overheated during the flu, while he had the flu, and he died.
Well, that's just him being an idiot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, meathead. Yeah. I, however, have been in bed, being pampered and taken care of by my wonderful girlfriend.
Oh, that's very nice of her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the kind of person that works themselves out to death? Like, they're just, I gotta go.
Okay.
The fuck are going? Oh, no.
We gotta keep the riffing. Yeah.
Well, this is gonna be a hot pod.
I know. Please, minimal riffing.
Well, let me tell you this. You look good. You look healthy. You do have a glow about you. I think you're on the up and up.
You should see me. Well, oh, man, I looked so bad. It was Tuesday. I had a job interview, so up until Tuesday, I felt like death. And then Tuesday morning, I just got up and cleaned myself up and doped up on medication so I could go out and interview. But I looked pretty bad up until recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hold on, I'm going to pop my ears. Sinus stuff, you know?
Is that a thing when you get sick?
I think so, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, same. Yeah. I have a lot of ear issues.
Really?
I get, this is very embarrassing. Do you know what swimmer's ear is?
Yeah.
Okay, swimmer's ear. So, obviously, swimmers get a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like a very painful, it's like a mild infection in your ear canal. And it's pretty minor, but it is very painful.
Right.
But I didn't realize, I used to, I had it when I was a kid once. From like a day at the pool. And then when I, as I grew up, I would get it again and again. But I thought I just had zits in my ear canal
because
I had acne. But it was just because when I itch my ears, I just stick my pinky in my ear canal, which is kind of gross. And you're not supposed to do that.
At all. Are your ear canals big enough that you can stick your...
Or maybe my pinky's tiny enough. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I have tiny, tiny hands and pinkies. And a penis, and I stick my dick up there sometimes. My penis is long and thin. It's the Q-tip. That's what Carmen
calls
it.
I'm just impressed by that flexibility.
Yeah, sure. I have a prehensile penis. But I think that's what's been causing it, is like if you have like minor abrasions, mm-hmm, or scrapes in your ear canal, that will also happen. You will get swimmer's ear that way.
Okay.
And so I got it like super bad over Christmas. It's terrible.
How do you get rid of it?
You can do it. A lot of times they actually prescribe like antibiotic drops.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but you can also just use hydrogen peroxide and alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, and just do a mixture of that and let them sit in your ear for a little while.
Have you ever used the wax candles?
I haven't used the. Is that the thing that you roll up and you wipe?
Yeah, it's like a giant funnel made of wax paper, and then you light one in, and it just draws all the wax out. No. Really?
I don't know if I could get it to work, but I'm fascinated by that because I do.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
Do you want
to
do it on each other sometime?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah,
we could do it live on an episode.
Light me, bro.
You know what I did do? And actually, this might have been how I gave it to myself, too, because this is the thing I'll do. Do you know what Debrox is? Debroxy, I think. Mm-hmm. It's earwax softening drops.
Oh, okay.
And then it comes with a kit of just one of those little rubber bulbs. Mm-hmm. And you take...
Slurp it up.
Well, you take semi-warm water and you like flush your ear, so you're squirting it in kind of forcefully. Yum. And usually, I can get like a pretty gnarly piece of earwax to drop out.
Oh, yeah, it's sick. Yeah. It's like one of those gross relieving things, you know?
It's yeah.
Like, this is disgusting. I can't show it to anybody, but man, do I feel better.
You know? And I do have like a weird. There's something about like. The disgusting grooming of your body that personally is so satisfying.
Yes, yeah.
From like
sure.
popping a zit mm-hmm. to peel, I rip my fingernails. I don't know if that's gross.
You told me that.
Yeah.
The thing with that is like it's not gross. I don't think it's any more gross than like somebody chewing their nails. Which like chewing's arguably grosser. Mm-hmm. The thing with ripping them is like that's like the Wild West to me. Like I don't know how you just don't rip into the cuticle bad, you know? Like,
I mean, I think I've gotten good at it over the years. I have had, especially when I was younger, it happened more often. I would rip into the cuticle, and that would be really painful.
Yeah,
but now it's just like I know, man. I know my body. I know how to. Yeah, and I'll bite them a little bit, but it's usually just to start the rip
to get it going.
So disgusting.
To start the rip.
You know what's weird though? I found out recently people are like grossed out by fingernail stuff. And that's weird to me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I get, like, I've heard people, like, clipping their nails on the subway, and that's gross. I get that.
Ding!
Yeah.
Just that sound, yeah.
But, like, seeing somebody do it, like, apparently grosses people out, like in their own home, they're like, ugh. Or if they see it done in a movie, they're like, ugh, that's gross.
See, that's crazy to me, like, when I hear people with these, like, outlandish... I say it's outlandish. It's not that outlandish, but like when you're grossed out by somebody clipping their nails, like what do you do when you clip your nails? Like, do you just always have your nails done for you? Or like, it's just a level I can't get behind because like, even though things are gross, we're all constantly doing gross things behind closed doors on our own. You know?
So we have gross bodies.
Yeah, we have gross bodies.
If you don't pick your nose when you're alone, you can go fuck yourself. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
We all know we're not supposed to pick our noses.
If you've never chanced in public, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Like, I chance it daily. That occurred to me the other day. I get like way too comfortable on the subway, and I will. If I'm bored and I feel one in there, it's... If you ever see me pick my nose in public, I am not surprised. But I am sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to say, don't you dare apologize.
Yeah.
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 Take it back.
Or like, sometimes you just got to itch your asshole and you stick your hand right down your pants. It's not weird.
Yeah.
No, I don't itch my butthole.
So I've been sick.
Yeah. What was the worst? How high of a temp were you running?
I was, I think I had 102. Really? 102. 102.8 or something like that. Yeah. Classic rock.
It's weird. I get the flu like every year, and I
do. You, yeah.
I will admit, when you texted me, you were like, "I'm really sick," and I was like, "That sucks. Don't worry about coming to do the pod." But then this is very selfish, but I was just like, "I'm gonna get fucking sick from Jordan."
Oh,
because I get the flu every year for like the past 3 or 4 years.
I haven't gotten sick like this since I moved to New York over a year and a half, and honestly, I can't remember the last time I've gotten sick.
Really?
I always used to be cocky and mm-hmm. just be like, I just got a great body, you know?
I got a great body.
But then it occurred to me the other day, I was like, no, this is 100% vaccines.
Yeah.
That's what's doing it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you think maybe the vaccines that you took in your youth have worn off?
No, I don't.
Is that
think
possible? That's probably the dumbest thing I've ever
is.
Said.
Oh,
really?
Like, Lewis Black had a bit about polio. The polio vaccine for all these, like, baby boomers wore off in, like, the early 2000s.
So they could get polio.
So they could re-get polio. I think it was polio, but it could be, you know, it was, like, something serious of that level.
But I think it's mostly been eradicated now in the States.
Yeah. So
my dad called me to talk to me about the flu epidemic because he just got done reading a book of like the flu epidemic of 1918.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was that like? And he's like, well, it was fast and very scary. Thank you, Dad.
Did a lot of people die in the flu epidemic of
1918? And it was, I'm probably getting the year wrong too, but it was like an early 1910s something.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it was like a thing where it was pretty bad in the summer and like a bunch of people died in the summer. And they were like,
oh, that's ironic.
Yeah, yeah. And the you guys could not see it, but Jordan just had a great like late night swig of his tea. And so a bunch of people died from the flu in the summer. And then they were like, oh, well, we'll be fine. And then it came like a second wave of the flu. And that was when it became an epidemic.
Because
people like relaxed and they were like, well, it was very bad, but we're all fine. And then it was just like total abomination.
They let
like,
their flu guards down.
Yeah.
People started sneezing across the deli. Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah. Coughing at each other's soups. You know, it was the tens.
It was mostly eating the dead bodies. You know, that would do it.
Y'all going to eat that?
Where'd he die from?
I'm going to eat them.
All them ham hocks he'll get.
I'll fry them extra long. Just a cannibal. A stupid redneck cannibal.
Is there any other kind of cannibal? Well, there was that Japanese dude. Never mind.
Wait. A Japanese cannibal?
Yeah. It's like this. Okay, so you said, all of it happened in a split second in my mind, but you were like, there's this.
We made a lot of jumps.
Stupid redneck cannibal. And I was like, is there any other kind? And then there is. There was a guy in Japan in like the 80s or 90s who got permission from somebody to eat them. So
the wait, guy, like while they were still alive?
No, the guy, one, there was like a couple parties involved. I don't know if this is a guy in Japan actually, but somebody killed himself, gave the other person the okay to eat them, and then the person, so the person committed no crime except for, I think, cannibalism, but he,
like, but like, you know, kind of okay cannibalism.
Yeah, kind of okay, because he had, you know, he had like written like okay from the dead person.
That's
and
so crazy.
I think it was in Japan. And so the guy's like a celebrity in Japan because he like tasted human flesh.
Did he serve any time or anything?
He was in jail for like, I think, a couple of years, but yeah. Then he got out.
Do you want my permission? I'll write a contract for you.
I don't want you to kill yourself.
No, but like if I happen to die.
Oh, if you happen to die?
Yeah. Before they do work on me, you can have some of my body.
Honestly, I'd rather fuck your body than eat it.
You're going to fuck me when I'm dead? That'd be really fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go
like
for it.
Like a little goof, you know?
This is a goof. Oh, man. That would be really funny.
If I fuck you?
Yeah. Like, but I'm dead. Like, if you just had sex with my dead body.
He was, like, on the street. I'm like, hey, look, he's dead, guys.
No, don't do it on the street.
And everybody's like, ah, no, that's the local goof.
Do it, like, in private, in your home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the bed that you share with your girlfriend.
I'll make a night of it. Candles
carry
lit.
My corpse.
Melissa comes home. She's like, what's going on? Like, get out!
I miss my friend!
Not Sam died.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. That sounds like my girlfriend.
Carmi!
Uh-oh. Hey, Carm. It's okay.
Hey.
We're in the middle of the podcast, but you can come in here.
We're doing it.
Jordan and I were talking about how if I die, he can have sex with my body.
Overeating it.
No. Jordan can't. I had said that he could do it. No, if I die. Yeah. It's okay. We're going to have to skip over this. Yeah. Is that okay with you if when I die, Jordan has sex with my body?
Of course.
It was that or eat it.
Who eats it?
Well, anybody, I think.
We're talking about there was a guy in Japan. Mm-hmm. Who he knew somebody who died, and the guy was just like, yeah, if I die, you can eat my body. And so the guy killed himself, and then the other guy had like his written consent, so he ate some of, or maybe all of his body, I don't know.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's friendship.
So it's like the okay cannibal, a friendly cannibal.
That's really nice of Japan.
The whole country. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm on the podcast now. I have to go poop. I'll be back.
Okay. Take your time. This would be better if we had three mics. Carmen could just sit in.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's okay. Fuck, I should. What part of my body would you start? Like, okay, let's say you have to, like, I'm dying. I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you have to eat part of me. What part of me do you eat? And it has to be my thumb size or bigger. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Now that we've dove headlong into this conversation, I think I'm actually would never eat a person because this is grossing me out. But for the sake of, you know, as a thought experiment, thumb size or bigger? Well, I guess just the thumb, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty bone. There's bones in there, and you got to eat the whole thing.
You know what I do? I would just slice off a pork chop.
What part of the body is the pork chop?
I don't know. I think it's like back or butt.
Yeah, I think you're
but
right.
But I would do like a hunk maybe.
A hunk out of the leg.
Just
get a piece of muscle.
Yeah.
Fry it up.
Yeah.
This is really gross.
You know what? Maybe those love handles.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Some of your abs with a lot of that ab fat.
Yeah. There'll be a little bit of probably some tendon in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
From around, muscle.
Do you think that we would be like, because we're both full-figured men.
Thick boys.
Thick boys. Do you think that we would be like the Kobe beef of cannibalism?
Kobe beef. Is Kobe beef the good one?
Yeah.
It's like really.
Well, but just steaks, you want them to be marbled with fat. Right?
Mm.
So do you think that for a cannibal, you and I would be...
So we're marbled boys.
Marbled with fat? Yeah, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like... Because you don't want a lot of fat, right?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I mean, obviously, you would cut off some gristle off of you and I.
Yeah.
The gristle is the fat, I think.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But then
if
there's...
you got anywhere around my midsection.
Yeah.
It would be...
Yeah, that's the cut I want.
From the spare tire, yeah.
All right, well, we don't have to keep talking about you eating me.
It's not. What would you eat? What would you eat?
I would go the same. In fact, I was going to say something off your leg, calf or thigh. But as soon as you were like, maybe love handle, I was like, that's the best choice.
Yeah. From around there, yeah.
So I would go there.
I would have to, before I did it,
mm-hmm.
I think I'd have to Google like, okay, what parts of the pig do we eat?
Yeah.
Because I think our skins are very.
I mean, I think we eat. Most of the pig.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And most of the cat. Like, we eat everywhere in the country or the world, you'll find, like, places.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, muscle groups, almost everywhere.
Have you ever had, like, pig's feet or
I haven't.
Rinds,
I think this came up before. Pig's feet came up last time.
Did it?
As, like, a southern cuisine.
Yeah. I think we were talking about it because it's, like, pickled.
Pickled pig's
pickle
feet.
It.
Yeah, pickled this, pickled that, and pickled pig's feet.
Pickled pig's feet.
I haven't.
Not a pickle.
I have had pork rinds are great.
Yeah.
You're just...
Chicharrones?
Chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
Yeah, you can't beat those. Yeah, that's what I like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but yeah, the flu epidemic.
Oh.
The point is that it came back in the fall, and that was when it killed everybody. And my dad said that was back then. All they could do was just quarantine. So there were just entire hospitals that would just, like, shut off.
Yeah. I know it's such a well-trodden... joke territory of like being a doctor in old times, but I still can't get over like how little experience you needed. You're just like, okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, really, the Mulaney joke was like, we'll draw a chalk outline around the body, so we know where it was. But like, I feel like that's or doctors. Like,
we found a pool of the killer's blood. Gross. This is just now we just do other people's bits on the mic.
Yeah.
I was reading that book about Jesse James. It's right there, actually. And how his stepfather married into the family and, like, adopted him. And he had training of a doctor. Like, he was a doctor. But it was just more profitable to be a farmer in Missouri back then.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
yeah,
doctor's just kind of like the guy that had forceps. He was like, yeah, come over.
Yeah, I've always thought that. It's like, you needed... This is going to be bitty because it was a bit. But like, you didn't even need a lot. You just needed like some rusty farm tools and like a good solid fear of the Lord, I think, was all you needed to be a doctor at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Bit.
I regret doing it. I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was good. I'm just glad you're okay. Please. Can I? This is my big thing about staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The kick that I'm on. I, one, have to get enough sleep. That's like my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I find that is more than anything else. If I go for like a couple nights in a row with like 6 or 5 or less hours of sleep in the winter, I'm getting sick every time. And then now Carmen has me on this thing called Plant Nanny. You want to know what Plant Nanny is?
Oh, I do.
I hate Plant Nanny. Plant Nanny is an app. I'll show it to you. Let me take out my phone right now.
Yeah.
And you guys can check this out if you're listening to this. It's an app where it gives you a little plant avatar.
It's our first sponsor, actually.
Yeah. And you have to, it'll text you throughout
the
day.
Of the plant?
And it'll be, actually, I did drink a water, glass of water. And it's like, your plant is thirsty.
Oh,
give it and yourself a glass of water. And so you hold the thing down. And then I just gave my plant a drink of water. Excellent. And then it says, you still need to drink 5 more cups of water today, which I really should get on because I've got about 5 hours left.
Yeah, a couple hours in the day left.
So
you've gamified, like, watering yourself.
Yeah, it does. I do fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But it does help. I have headaches pretty bad throughout the day.
And water, well, yeah.
And that has helped that go away. And, yeah, I am going to for sure pee my pants, though, pretty soon.
Or kill that plant.
Yeah, or kill it.
Yeah.
There was the second day I, like, took way too long, and I opened it up, and the plant was just like, it was so sad.
So it's like a Tamagotchi
for staying hydrated, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool.
Plant nanny.
Yeah, plant nanny. Plant nanny.
Plant nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I've been doing. That's
water cool. was, I, you you never thought, think something would be so basic, but crucial, but I drank, I was drinking a bunch of water,
mm-hmm.
but like Melissa was like pushing me religiously, like every couple of hours she'd just walk over and be like, down it.
Yeah.
And just drink the full. And I think, you know, I'm, a lot of people would thank God. I'm thinking water.
You think
forgive
of water.
Me through the flu.
Yeah.
If that's even what it was, you know?
I think it's a huge part of it. You do have to stay hydrated.
For sure. Yeah.
And a lot of tea, antioxidants and tea.
I do like tea.
Tea's great.
Mm-hmm.
OJ, get your vitamin C.
Apple juice. I've been drinking that. I don't even know if it helps.
Yeah.
I just like apple juice.
This is what my mom used to do for me that I loved as a kid. And Karma was like, I mean, there's no way that actually helped that much, but she would give me ginger ale.
Oh, yeah.
Which is mostly for nausea, but for some reason, whenever I'm even a little bit sick, I'm like, ginger ale. And Carmen's like, I mean, that's just a bunch of sugar. I don't know what you're doing.
I was in a store the other day, and I was like, I need some ginger ale. And then Melissa was like, why? And I was like, I thought that's just what you drank when you got sick. Doesn't it just like ginger? And, you know, it has
healing. And ale.
And, oh, yeah.
The ale's my favorite part.
I was down for like, oh, excuse me.
Don't worry. I'll edit out some of your coughs.
I think there should be like whoopty whirls.
What if I did put in a funny sound? I'll go back and try to do that.
Time, yeah. I was down for so long, and I haven't been down that for that long in a long time, that we went out. It was like Sunday or Monday this past weekend, and you know, I'm just, it's like Friday, I'm just now feeling like I'm out of it, and this started more than a week ago. So, but like, we went out this past weekend just to get bagels. Oh my god, I was so exhausted. I just was
like, the actual walking,
like,
to go
physically,
get
physically, like, I hadn't moved or exercised.
Yeah,
I never exercised, but
mm-hmm.
my legs, I was just like so out of it.
Yeah, that first outing after you get like seriously sick, it's crazy. You feel like something happened to you. Hi, creepy Carmen.
Come on, Carmy.
Come on back in. Welcome back. Okay. But don't, like, sit there and judge us either.
We wish we had another third mic.
We were talking about it. I should have told you to bring over your third mic.
Yeah.
Because you could have just sat in.
Mm-hmm.
What we'd love to have you as a guest.
Yes.
In
first
the future.
Guest.
Yeah. Actually, Carmen was on the podcast before you were on the podcast, Jordan.
What the fuck?
Yeah. In character.
Well, I mean, there were a bunch of people on before me.
Only about four, I want to say. Yeah.
This feels like a really loose podcast.
Yeah. That's okay. Just pretend like she's not here. Shut up.
She just asked if it's recording because Sam forgot to the very first time.
Shut up. Stop talking. You're ruining my thing. This feels... Do you want any more tea? Can I get you anything
else?
No,
I'm fine.
Oh, there's a Gatorade on there. That's from when I was sick.
Is that
really,
the same Gatorade?
Really hungover. But
yeah.
If you want some of that, go for it. It's warm, but it's unopened.
What else?
I don't know. We should have planned a little more ahead on this one.
That's okay. We can riff bits.
Riff bits. Oh, we should talk about this. This is a fun thing that we both shared. I told you about how, before we started today, that I'm at the level of fat now, where we've had like kind of a cold snap, a little bit on and off in New York for like the past month. And I am at the level of fat where my love handles are getting chapped now. And it's super upsetting. Like, I got to work one day and I was just like, why is my side, there's like a gash or something? And it was just my love handles were very dry and scaly.
I have that so much too. My love handles and then my shoulders. All four corners of my upper body.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chapped.
I guess my shoulders get pretty bad. It's more my cheeks, my face, and forehead. My hands, my hands will crack in the winter.
I prefer very dry. I don't lotion my hands. I prefer very dry.
You like having dry hands?
Yeah.
Now, why do you like it?
I like sandpapery.
Oh, sure.
I don't like the lotion feel. Just like.
Do you think it's like a man thing? Like,
yeah.
You like, because I like the feeling, and they've gone away, but I used to have a lot more manual labor jobs, and I loved having calloused hands. Yeah.
No, because that's poverty to me.
You heard it here first from this elitist fuck, everybody.
I know. Says the guy, I'm unemployed.
Yeah. Back from the dead.
Drawing unemployment. And then.
Jordan, half a tooth Huggins. I'm sorry. wait, so, because I will concur with you. I very much don't like the feeling of lotion on my hands. It's very greasy and unpleasant.
Yeah.
But I find that if I just stop whatever I'm doing and when I put the lotion on, I just sit there and keep rubbing my hands like over and over and over again, the greasy feeling will go away after a while. Uh-huh. And then I feel my hands are like, it's well rubbed in.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's more like just dedicating yourself to the process of rubbing your hands together. It's so weird.
Maybe that's why I don't do it. It's because, you know?
You don't like wringing your hands?
Just if there's a process.
What other parts
of it? Who am I? Joel Embiid?
Wait, does Joel Embiid use a lot of
lotion? No, just like, that's his thing, trust the process.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, center for the 76ers.
Yes, yeah.
I can't believe I knew that.
I can't believe I made a basketball reference.
Yeah, that I didn't see that coming out of you, I'll be honest.
Who am I?
Do you like basketball?
I do. I think I do. I play NBA 2K quite a bit.
Yeah.
Is that really liking basketball, though?
It makes you familiar with the players,
I don't watch it, but I follow Bleacher Report
and some
other guys on, on Insta.
Can I tell you my problem with basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Watching it as a spectator. My problem with it as a player is I am bad at it and I hate my body and the way it moves when I play. But when I'm watching it, I think that the amount of points scored in basketball makes most of the game meaningless. You know what I mean? Like there's so it's so long with so many points over a small incremental scale that like it doesn't become interesting until the last half of the last quarter.
Yeah, the last little bit is really exciting. But yeah, I guess I don't know. I am starting to really enjoy basketball, like the players and the player personalities compared to like football or something.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really awesome.
Like, well, and there's less to keep track of.
Yeah.
It's like 11 guys on each team versus 5 on the court. And yeah, it's like a small space and you can hear them talking to each other.
Yeah. Then off the court, too, they have like super well-defined, they're fucking people, I guess. But
Yeah. It's like they talk and stuff.
This is whole thing of like this culture of like people are like basketball in the NBA versus the NFL. Like the NFL is like slowly dropping in viewership and then the NBA is rising and increasing.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people, but I get it. Like the NBA players on Instagram and stuff have like incredible amount of followers. Like LeBron has like, a couple million, whereas the highest followed player in the NFL would be like, Odell Beckham Jr., and he's only got like a couple hundred thousand.
Really?
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't have over a million.
Maybe he
does.
I could be so wrong.
I'm not doing this to troll you on it now. I'm just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it. You fill the dead air with your coughs.
Fill the dead air with dead air. No, he has 9.8 million. I was wrong.
Yeah, but let's compare that with LeBron. I mean, yeah, LeBron has 40.4 million.
He has 40 million?
Yeah, but LeBron is like, that's also like Odell Beckham Jr. is amazing as a wide receiver, but that's like comparing like LeBron, maybe the best player ever at the sport, versus Odell Beckham Jr., who's like very, very good, but also kind of a dick and having a weird career.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking up, seeing how, Tom Brady only has 3 million.
I can see that, though. He's not a very fun. You ever heard Tom Brady talk? He's, like, not a fun guy to listen to.
Well, he endorsed Trump, so it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really. Regardless of the politics, it's like. Yeah. You're a boring
person
a little bit.
Dickhead, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carmen, we said that anytime that Jordan coughs on this podcast, I'm going to go back in and. Put in some fun sound effect over it. Maybe barnyard animals. That would be good. Thing.
That's fun, yeah.
We take another little zinc lozenge.
Yeah, little menthol.
Ooh, that's fun.
Lozenge, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. I was so excited that I almost forgot the walk over here. I didn't want to tell you personally because I'm like, got to save it for the pod. But I was walking by a Chinese restaurant over here on the street, and I looked in, super tiny place, as they tend to be. Super tiny place. And then there's only one guy in there. It looked like he ran the register and cooked and did everything.
Yeah.
He's standing behind, and he's got the iPad, you know, on the swivel. So, like, the key, whatever, like that. That was the register. And then he's looking at it, and he's practicing bass guitar
on the iPad
in the tiny Chinese restaurant,
like doing a like they have like a strum setting for strings, like
I guess so, yeah, or like maybe tablature, you know, like like he was looking at something and then he was playing along, and it was, I wish it was funnier, but it was pretty funny.
That is kind of funny, yeah, to see like a guy,
he's like, it's just so slow,
yeah. I know this is probably racist, but like that's the last thing I expect a Chinese guy in a Chinese restaurant to do. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That blows me away.
I love the idea of him getting ready for work, and it's like, what kind of day is it going to be? Is it going to be slow? Probably. I should bring my bass.
Just practice some links.
Yeah.
You never expect a guy to be doing that when you call an Asian restaurant.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, can I get spring rolls? And he's like, sure. I was just practicing some funky licks. Yeah.
In the background.
Seinfeld.
Hey, can I get
and Crab Rangoon.
Great choice, sir.
Oh, that's fun.
That, and then the other thing that always gets me when I'm walking over here is that giant, there's a big building, and it's got, it says Astoria World something.
Astoria World Manor. It's an event space. I know a girl who I worked with her at the Chinatown YMCA. She had her prom there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see a lot of like weddings, quinceañeras, proms. It's always like,
okay,
because you'll see people walking out in suits. It's because it's like a event space where people usually throw fancy parties.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, so it's like, Astoria World Manor.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way over for like two blocks, you can see it, and it just says Astoria World. And it sounds like the shittiest supermarket or like mini mall ever.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of Greek guys selling whatever. I don't know. Astoria World.
Just a lot of lambs on spits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Can I tell you, this is my biggest pet peeve that I noticed lately.
People making fun of Astoria?
No, I'm okay with it. You can make fun of it. I like it here, but you can make fun of it. When you go to a restaurant, I love fried food.
Yes.
That's obvious. I don't like sitting in a restaurant where they fry food because when you leave, you smell like fried food.
Oh, yeah.
That is my least. I would rather smell like a barbecue than fried food. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because barbecue is just like smoke. That's at least barbecues. Like a smoky, fun smell.
Yeah.
Smell like a bonfire. But like, you ever smell like, you know that like cold, stale barbecue or fried food thing
that you have
on your coat? I went to this place here in New York called Blue Ribbon Fried Chicken last night. It was great.
Oh, where is that?
It's on 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street, maybe?
Oh, it's in the city?
Yeah, East Village.
Okay.
And it's very good.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I would highly check. Oh yeah, of course, Southern boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Southern, a thick Southern boy.
A Southern man. Carmen, we decided that we're thick boys. Do you agree with that? Hey, fuck you. Don't laugh hard at that. Yeah, we're thick boys.
Thick boys. The thick
boys. No.
Up your thick butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, oh. I've got one for you as well. Would you rather... What was it? Would you rather... never have to sleep again or never have to use the bathroom again?
Yeah. Here, do you want to...
Listeners, would you rather...
Do you want to take my microphone while you debate it?
Mm.
Out loud? Here, take it. And then you sound your voice.
Okay. So would you rather...
Uh-huh.
Would you rather
know.
Never have to poop again or use the bathroom again, or would you rather never have to sleep again?
Sam's we're just passing.
When you say use the bathroom again, do you mean poop and pee? You never have to pee again either?
Your body uses 100% of everything it takes in. You never have to pee or poop again.
Let me just consult this crinkly bag for the ASMR fans.
We do. while you're thinking,
I don't know, because sleep is so nice and comforting. Can I choose to sleep sometimes? Or is it like, I feel like it would become torture to be cognizant in a way just all the time.
It's a good question. I'm trying to think of something that we don't have to do that we do. Yes, I would say logically, yes.
I can choose to sleep if
I'd like.
You can
choose to sleep if you like. You can take a nap if you want.
The sleep one for sure then.
Yeah, okay.
If I need a break, I'll nap. Oh man, yeah, 100% that one.
Yeah, that'd be my thing, because like...
If I couldn't ever sleep and there was a chance I'd go insane from not being able to, like, take a break and just sort of be unconscious for a while, practice death, I guess I'd do the bathroom one in that case. Either way, you're getting something good, you know?
I think so, yeah. What was yours?
I got mine from a little website, so it's cheating, kind of. It's from mantelligence.com.
Oh, so you know it's going to be
heard
good.
Of it? Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's
so you always
you
have tattoos?
Yeah, you always have tattoos all over your body depicting what you did yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you have skin that changes color based on your emotions.
What do you think the colors are? I'm guessing the colors of a mood ring.
So always black and sometimes a little bit blue if I hold on to it for a while.
Yeah.
Sam, did you hear the question?
I heard the question.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Want me to give it back? Here you go, buddy.
I have questions about it.
Sure.
So now this is just you or is this everyone?
This is you.
Only you.
Yes. Okay. Great question.
Because if it was for everyone, I would say tattoos, because that really helps our criminal justice system. You
fantastic.
Know what I mean?
Wow, right? What a thinker.
Like think about, obviously, very hard to report a rape, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you're a woman, the next day, you go to the police, you're like, this guy raped me. He's like, no, he didn't. And they're like, look at his fucking stomach. It says thug life. And then it says... you think it goes right on the neck? Yeah, for sure. It goes right on the neck. But just any crime also. Uh-huh. That helps.
It's only up for a day, though. You got a small window.
Think about politicians lying, right? We could make a law where you get to take a picture of every politician's tattoos. You know what I mean? Revolutionizes the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's you personally. You're the only one.
I think I would like the color thing changing based on my mood, because I feel like sometimes I'm not aware of my own mood. You know what I mean?
Aww. Yeah, we had the same reaction, me and Jordan.
Sometimes it takes me so long to realize I'm like...
we both felt more than
I'm like more upset than I realize, you know what I mean? But if I just looked in the mirror and I was like, I'm really fuchsia right now. I should lay down. You know? Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Here's your mic, Jordan.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Back to the real host of this podcast.
That reminds me that
thick gals. Can I be thick too?
Up your thick butt around the corner. Thick girls. Boys. That would you rather scenario? It's a great question. Great options. Sounds like the premise for another shitty Justin Timberlake Time movie, you know, just full of puns. And then just turns into a thing where, like, the wealthy don't have tattoos because they don't have to do anything all day, you know? Like,
wait, clarify for me, what is the Justin Timberlake Time movie?
Oh, what was the name? You know what I'm talking about? What was the name of that movie? Super bad movie with Justin Timberlake and... It honestly could have been something like Time Kills or... everybody's time is on the... Is that it? In Time is what it's called. And nobody ages past the age of 25, so everybody looks 25. So Justin Timberlake's mom is...
hot.
Yes. That's all that matters. Yeah, and everybody's time is on their wrist in like this like digital countdown. And obviously the more time you have, you pay for things with time. So it's just like, what if you had to pay for things with time?
Time really is money. It's like that.
It's like
therefore you also know when you're going to die.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, does it go the other way where if you're making quote unquote money, you get time back?
Yes.
Wealthy are living forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So
now I know you've already told me it's a shitty movie, but I will tell you, I have fallen in love with the premise.
So this is full of a bunch of time puns.
I'll be there in a second, eyebrow raise.
Yeah, like some guy gives Justin Timberlake all of his time. He's been alive for like hundreds of years. And he's like, don't waste my time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
yeah. You know what? I was really going for it. And then it immediately shifted back once you shared one time pun with me.
It was too much.
Yeah, one is too many.
I tried to Google in time quotes and sayings. And I just got Bible quotes. So,
oh, just quotes from Revelation. Oh man,
time's up.
Did you go to church a lot when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah, I grew up in the church.
What kind of church?
I was baptized Lutheran. Grew up in a Wesleyan church.
Wesleyan,
and I come from a place where I think all that means something.
Yeah,
but it doesn't.
That's like a big thing, especially in the South. Denominations down there, they mean a lot.
Yeah, I think everybody else across. Well, I would say the Bible Belt, obviously, and like maybe the Midwest.
Yeah, it's pretty big in the Midwest. That's the thing. Like, but there's also a lot of Catholic people in the Midwest too.
Yeah, that always is crazy to me. Like, I don't know why I just reserve Catholicism for like snooty Northwesterners, but yeah, we didn't have a lot of Jews.
Sounds great. Just kidding.
Didn't have a lot of Jews. There was a Jewish boy in my scout group. So anytime I bought food, we bought food for the camping trip. Always had to have turkey bacon.
For him?
For him.
Yes. So he was like observing Jewish practice.
Yes. His family was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Lutheran, Wesleyanism is like super similar to Lutherans, but just like, you know, like, we just dressed down a little bit. God's okay with a little t-shirts and jeans, you know?
That's awesome.
Lutherans were like pretty serious. But like Lutheran is the huge one, Martin Luther, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's an offshoot of, it's like a little more buttoned down, unbuttoned Catholicism, I think.
Really?
Lutheranism, yeah.
Yeah, because in Lutheranism, the pastor or the reverend does wear like a collar or something?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So he looks a little like a priest, but he's not a priest.
Yeah.
He can fuck.
He can. His wife. Not
yet. His wife.
Yeah.
No, he can fuck.
And they make love. They
around, yeah. Presbyterian, you can fuck whoever.
Yeah.
The church I grew up in was called the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's for denominations relatively young. It's like only a couple hundred years. But it's like every Protestant church, but it's got a big emphasis on missions.
Yes.
And so we would dress up kind of like at least khakis in a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes ties, suits on Easter, you know? And then when I like grew up and left and like really, I'm not religious at all anymore, but I would go back and go to church with my parents just out of habit. Mm-hmm. And I got, without believing in Christ or anything at all, got so mad to find out that they had gradually lowered the dress code of the church. Oh. Like I showed up in khakis and like a polo shirt.
And then there's people walking around in jeans.
I saw a kid in a t-shirt and sandals and I was like, what the fuck is this? You put on your Sunday best, young man. I was so angry.
We didn't have to dress up too much. I was, as you were talking, I was thinking about like, I feel like the church kind of mirrors the community, you know, and I grew up in like, when I grew up in church, it was in Hickory in North Carolina, and it was like kind of like a mm-hmm. rural, you know, farming like community. So mm-hmm. I would say they were poor, you know, mm-hmm. like we were like not wealthy. And so just like jeans and like a nice button up.
Put on some jeans.
Like a nice St. John's Bay button up.
St. John's Bay. Leave the big dog at home. Tuck wear the St. John's.
Tuck it in. Dorm, put on your braided leather belt.
I had a braided leather belt. Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Are those still in? I was...
I bet they're probably back in at this point.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Isn't that the sign of our times?
When things are back in.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's hipster fashion in a nutshell. It's just like, was it popular 15 to 20 years ago?
At some point.
Wear
in
it,
niche.
Wear it now.
Society? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well.
Do you believe?
Do I believe?
In Christ.
Mm,
that Christ is
no.
born and risen.
I just don't care about it.
Yeah.
I think this is my biggest thing. More than not believing, I think that church is just, without a doubt, unequivocally, the most boring thing I've ever had to endure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when people... Sometimes people like react so violently, I feel like, to their religious childhood, where they're like, it's hypocritical and it ruins society and it's poisonous. I'm like, yeah, but before all of that, it is just boring.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I don't need to have like theological issues, but I just think it's so, but I would rather do anything else.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
I think you could go back to my chat and they would be like, you can skip church today, but I'm going to punch you in the stomach once very hard. And I would take the punch in the stomach.
Every
time. I really would.
I wish that I had thought of that when I was a kid. Be like, just punch me in the stomach.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, you think your dad would take you up on it? Be like, you know what?
Because my stepdad was hitting me, but like I wasn't getting anything out of it, you know?
Did your stepdad hit you?
No, not
at okay.
all.
Okay. Like, I'm really sorry, man.
No, he's the nicest dude. He's great. I don't think any of my parents ever hit me, other than spanking, but...
Yeah, I got spanked.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. But I know you're not supposed to anymore, and we're moving away from that, and that's good. But, like, I feel like I'm fine, you know?
I feel like I'm fine, too. Although, I think they are doing studies now. They're like, oh, no, those kids are not fine. Like, the kids that really got it.
Sure. You know? Well, and there's a line.
Yeah, because any parent that uses that as justification, it's like, okay, well, no, you're kind of a shitty parent, but...
I think the big thing for me was that I never really felt like unloved. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would get spanked and stuff, but I never felt like these people hate me.
They would spank you, but then embrace you right after.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
This hurt me as much as it hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, did
I got
it?
I got that line.
Did it, Cynthia?
Really? You are wearing rings.
My stepdad did used to do this thing where he would give us an option. So my sister and I would get...
wrench or a belt.
My fist or my boot. No, Dad, not them steel toes. No, it was an option between spanking and grounding. I was always like, let's get it out of the way, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's brave of you. I would have cowered.
I would take a spanking and, you know, sometimes too eagerly. But I'd be like, well, aren't you going to use the belt? I've been naughty. I don't know why. He would give us an option between the spanking and the grounding. I always went for the spanking. It hurt, but it was done and over with.
Yeah.
And then the grounding option my sister always went with was like, you're like, you can either get a spanking now or you'll be grounded for a week from television. No, you know, right home after school, blah, blah, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get spanked and over and done with, and then Riley would get grounded. 24 hours. She was out of it.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like,
ugh.
Go beat that dog. Yeah, yeah. Beat my sister. You know?
That's really funny.
She'd always get out of it, but
I would. You know what I would try to do is I bet I'd be like grounding for sure, and then yeah. something would come up that I'd want like a week in or something, and I'd be like, hit me like a little, and let me go outside.
Can I do a half and half option?
Yeah. When they spanked you, how did they spank you? Like, did they use a thing? Hand, pants on, bare butt.
I think pants on with a belt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
I got a belt a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I there's no way for me to think back on this that doesn't have a lot of sexual connotations to it. Just like the bending over and stuff. Like,
sure. Yeah. It's very
like to have a kid.
Shut
that?
Up, Carmen.
Did you?
But your parents stopped halfway through your childhood, right? Like they like read about it. Yeah.
And they read an article.
So yeah. And Carmen's mom is very like, she's a very sweet woman. So if she like found out she was doing real damage to her kids, she would stop it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. My parents.
I'm so uncomfortable.
We didn't tell you, but we want to do a second episode of the podcast where you just narrate us fucking.
Wow. She is just really giving it to him. Sam, are you okay?
Here comes Sam. Oh, yeah, do it to me. Give it to me. And now Carmen. Yeah, you like that. That's always a fun bit. A real fun. I think I picked it up from my friend Mike Cronin. Yeah. You just use, when you're mimicking a couple that you're friends with having sex, you use a high voice, and then you go, and then Carmen's like, and then the girl's like, da, 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 da. It's a fun bit. My parents, and maybe this is a little weird, but they would always, I got spanked with a hand, but always bare butt. Yeah. They were like, bend over, bare butt.
Drop your pants.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't make me drop my pants, but they would just, they would just pull my pants down just so my little butt was exposed on their lap, and they would just.
Oh, so you draped yourself over, you presented yourself across their lap.
Yeah, they would always present. It's so much worse when you say presented. But yes, Jordan, I would present myself.
Here's my little bottom.
Here, Daddy, do it to my bottom. I was German when he spanked me.
Oh, harder.
Yeah. But yeah, they would make me lay over their lamp, and I just had to present my butt and bare hand to bare butt.
That lap laying, that's a classic one, I think.
Yeah. Which I feel like is better than the belt, although I don't know how it stacks up to pants on belt.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that I think about it, I kind of wish it was pants off because he probably would have taken a little bit more care. You know, sometimes I feel like he really
laid into it. Yeah, if you're wearing jeans.
I got to get to these jeans. Yeah.
Dungarees? I'm going extra hard.
Okay, I ain't got no wallet in, Daddy. It hurts.
Oh, man. Carmen, how did you get spanked when you did get spanked?
Penis of my parents would be inserted.
The penis of your parents.
Yeah,
I fucking knew you were going to do a bit there, and I knew it was going to be so. Carmen has a face before she says things where it's like, oh man, get ready for some bullshit bit.
That's what Sam sounds like.
Yeah, I do.
I don't remember. I think belts were sometimes involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was only like 4, 5, maybe 6. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it past that. Probably 4. I don't know.
I'm just laughing again.
I had a spanking dream when I was 6, I think.
Spanking dream?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you tell me it was like sexual for you even then?
Sexual, yeah.
Oh.
Sexy little kid.
I bet you could have told your parents that in that moment they would have been like, we're never spanking you again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, I got wet last night. Yeah, you know how 6-year-olds talk.
Wet at age 6. Oh.
Oh God.
Gross. They can't hear what you said, can they?
No, oh yeah. Oh, here, say it into my mic. Say that regrettable thing again.
I don't. No. I'm saying, what if your parents stopped because they were getting turned on? You know. And that was doing damage.
We read an article.
I regret saying that. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted you to say that so we could go out on it. No, I'm just kidding. We got some time left.
Do it. Mm-hmm. I think I was probably bare bottomed. I don't really specifically recall.
It's okay.
You know?
What if this brings up like a buried memory for you and you just start weeping?
God. Oh, now I remember. I gotta go.
I gotta call everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they did it very hard for me. I was like, I would cry, but that was more of I was putting on a show.
Mm.
I was like, I think this is supposed to hurt. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't remember doing anything wrong, though. I was probably a perfect child.
I feel that way, but I'm sure, like, you know when you're a kid and you just nothing you're doing feels wrong, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have, like, a like any morality or, like, rule following
yeah.
born into you.
Yep.
So I remember, like, one time, like, I think my dad got super pissed at my brother and I. And I think what was probably happening was I was just, like, being annoying to my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he, like, yelled at my brother and he came at me and he was like, "What did you do? Because I know you started it." And I was like, "I didn't, though. I wasn't doing anything." And looking back on it, I'm like, "Oh, I for sure was." Yeah, yeah.
There are things I have on, there's on camera. I have a whole memory of, like, my sister being a bully to me at this park we went to. And then I watched it as an adult, and I was like, "Oh, man, she was clearly in the right." Like, I was just being the biggest piece of shit. I was, like, crying because I couldn't get to a window. Sam, I think you saw that video. We're in this
yeah.
little park, and there's, like, a little house with a little window,
mm-hmm.
and she's in it, and then I come in the house, and I'm like, "I was here first!" And she's just like, "Oh, whatever, I don't know," and I'm mm-hmm. crying.
So, also, yeah, man, I was in Carmen's home movies of, it's, like, a day that her family spent in the park. And her dad is filming everything. And I swear to God, you watch this video and her dad is doing the most hilarious narration for no one but himself.
Just crushing
like
it.
Like, the shit he's saying, like, there's no way your sister or you would have gotten the references. There's no way your mom could have heard what he was saying. But he's just like, "In the wild, the young brave sets foot across the pot." And it's like Carmen tripping. It's really funny.
Just for 25 years later,
mm-hmm.
20 years later.
I mean, he was really killing, too. I wish I could go back and tell him then.
Walking by?
Be like, "Hey,
this is going to be great when I'm dating your daughter."
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you this much. As somebody in the industry, it is hard to have comedy age well. And you, sir, are crushing it.
How are we doing? Are we good on time?
Yeah, we're okay. We can keep going if you got anything else you want to talk about, or we can just turn it in, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I got anything.
Okay. Do you have anything to plug? You know what? I keep forgetting to do this up top, but every time we come in, I want to be like, "This is the podcast." If you ever, I want to plug all of our Gmail and Twitter because I want people to send us feedback. You know.
Well, let's do it at the end of this.
Yeah. Maybe I'll plug it in up top.
And then yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
You want to plug it in together? Oh, I'll tell you about this really quick
yes,
before we go.
Yes, hit me.
Today, have you had a chopped cheese?
No, that's what you're supposed to, that's the thing, right?
Oh, my
to
God.
To judge delis.
I'll tell you this. I, and Carmen won't be happy about this, but rightfully so.
You're talking about just grated cheese, right? I do it on tacos.
No. Not grated cheese.
That was a
chopped cheese.
Was
was that a bad bit?
Chopping cheese joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
No, I think that's the end of it. Chopped cheese. It's basically just like griddle fried beef.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, it is best. I was thinking it as I ate it. I would perfectly describe it as halfway between a cheeseburger and a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay. Oh.
It yeah. is very good. It's so fucking crazy good.
Really? Is it on a hero? On a,
it's the option.
On a hoagie?
I got it on a roll, but you can get it on a hoagie. Whatever they have.
On a roll? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ironically, I said to myself, this will be much healthier. It is fucking disgusting. It's so good, though. And I would say go get it, because it's just like griddle fried, you know, beef,
yeah.
right? Just sear it up there, and then they put mayo, American cheese, mm. And then I thought it came with lettuce and tomato, but I guess you got to ask. So pretty much I just had beef, mayo, and American cheese chopped up and melted on a roll. And it is, I mean, I have been rarely that happy lately.
It sounds like you've been dreaming of it. When did you have it? Like today?
This afternoon. Oh, like this afternoon. I went to go get the recorder from Carmen's house, and then I was like, I'm going to go, but I need to eat something. So on the way there, I got a chopped cheese.
I might. That sounds like I'm about to go back. Melissa and I are just going to chill tonight. I think that's what I'm all going to do that for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But add ranch. Big ranch guy.
Oh, I like ranch on a sandwich.
Yeah.
When you do wings, do you go ranch?
Ranch. I'm not even like.
You didn't even, I got blue cheese.
I do like a good. You know what? I like both.
Yeah, both. Yeah. I'm never mad about ranch, but yes. If I got the choice, I go blue.
Oh,
yeah.
Blue cheese. I don't know. Really? You know what I like blue cheese on? Crumbled blue cheese on a burger.
Mixed on a burger.
Mixed into the meat.
Wow.
So it melts when you cook it. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mixed. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I like that mixed into the meat. I'm not. What's weird is I like blue cheese with wings,
mm-hmm.
and then I am a big fan of blue cheese in different salads. But I don't like. I mean, it's never a deal breaker for me. But I'm not crazy about it in other things. I don't usually go a blue cheese burger. I don't go blue cheese on a pizza.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But ooh, man. Or
I like a black and blue like a blackened chicken wrap with blue cheese.
I can't do that.
That sounds. Go fuck yourself.
Let me ask you this. This could be a fun episode in the future, too. Mm. Are you a big meat and cheese plate guy?
Oh, like as hors d'oeuvres or
yeah. I believe the term is charcuterie.
I think charcuterie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, hell yeah.
The mini pickles. See, not a pickle guy.
Yeah,
although I will say, in the spectrum of pickles, I can stomach those.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
Cheese guy, yeah.
I will happily go to like a restaurant, like that's something that I don't think is like shitty to spend money on. It's like a nice meat and cheese plate with somebody fun.
It's always obviously never enough, but
yeah.
My mom got one like back over Thanksgiving. She mm-hmm. had two of them, and it was great. Just like that and olives. Oh, I love them so much.
See, you lost me at the olives.
Melissa's parent, her grandfather is Italian,
mm-hmm.
like pure. FOTB, fresh off the boat.
Yeah, we got it. go on.
I just didn't know. Halfway through the acronym, I was like, do people know this? Do I know this?
You know what? Actually, it is good that you clarified because, I mean, people know the saying fresh off the boat, but I don't know if they know the acronym. But also, I think people say FOB.
Oh, I think they do too.
Yeah, because is not usually a word included in the acronym.
I'm going to argue that if you're saying fresh off the boat frequently enough that you need to
acronymize it.
Yeah, acronymize it. It's probably not under good auspices. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. I use this a lot. I got to save some time.
Yeah. Unless you're calling your short order cook fresh off the boat every time. Hey, FOTB. Anyway,
he let me get a BLT from you, FOTB.
So Melissa's grandfather is Italian, and mm-hmm. every time I go over there, they just eat so well all the time. So
yeah.
Every time I go over for like events, well, they're back in North Carolina, but when we go back, he does it up really well. He's mm-hmm. got like the whole plate with the wire cheese cutter.
Oh yeah, baby.
He does it, and he's got like the curved mini saber cheese knife or whatever.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's like
a
thing that you would expect someone from the Ottoman Empire to take into battle if it were four times larger.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's the kind of plate you would find on the discount shelf of a Ross's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who needs this?
Yeah.
Nino.
Let's do that in the future. We'll have a meat and cheese plate episode.
Oh, that would be so great. Yeah.
What I keep wanting saying is that we'll do all these food-themed episodes, and then I'm sure while we're doing them, it's going to be so many like lip-smacking, disgusting sounds for people to listen to.
I think we've established the rule in the beginning, like no food in front of you during the pod.
I know. Yeah. Even today, I had two drinks, and I really was trying to sip, but with the mic away, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I do have a
whole
problem.
You have a whole. I won't say it, but we have a whole. I wanted it to be a surprise. The epi.
Oh, before this.
Where we go somewhere.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We should
food themed.
Yeah, we should do it as a surprise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we can let it go.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to plug? Probably not. No offense. I'm just saying. Well, because like we're releasing this in the future. That's why.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
That's why I said that.
Yep. No, still unbooked.
How's your job hunt going? I mean, it was probably put on hold from the sickness.
Yeah, I had an interview
Tuesday.
When you were
down with the sickness.
I wish if we had a website, I would post that video I sent you of the guy doing karaoke. If you know that song, Down with the Sickness by Disturbed, is it?
Disturbed.
And then just go to YouTube and type in Down with the Sickness karaoke. The guy trying to do the intro of the song.
He does it so poorly. But if you know the song, it is like a silly ooh, ah, ah, but it's very super in quick. Rhythm.
It's so quick, I don't think I can, ooh, ah, ah, I can't do it.
Ooh, ah, ah,
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah, ah, ah. Okay, I can't.
What a gift that is to our modern culture, though. Because like at the time, I mean, I remember hearing that song and being like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, that's the funniest thing you can do.
A super good cover of it was in Dawn of the Dead.
Really?
The mall one. And there's a guy that does lounge singing.
Richard Cheese.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. I need to watch that Dawn of the Dead then.
Scared me. It's very light, but it gets super serious like they all do.
Okay.
People die. Oh, no.
I'll talk over you. I'll feel the dead air.
So, but yeah, Richard Cheese.
Does he do the sound effect in it? Is he like,
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he does, yeah. So,
come on, get down. But yeah, I know Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Not really. I don't have any huge dates outside of New York right now. But hopefully that.
Oh, I do. I'm actually.
Tell him.
This is coming out in February. I'll be in the North Carolina Comedy Festival in Greensboro, North Carolina, February 20th through the 23rd.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's it.
That's all you got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have anything outside of New York for a little while, but, when I do, I'll let you know. Oh, and let's plug our Twitter. If you want to shoot us a shout-out or a question on Twitter, we are at UpYourButtPod, and then our Gmail is UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Anything? Yep. Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, man. Well, you're great. And
hey, you're great.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.